William Morrow and Harper Audio present Off With Her Head, 3,000 Years of Demonizing Women in Power by Eleanor Herman, read by Aaron Bennett. A note before we begin. For a complete bibliography, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/off-with-her-head. For Leslie Harris. History is a pack of lies about events that never happened, told by people who weren't there. George Santayana, philosopher, 1863 to 1952. Introduction. One of the many questions that have often bothered me is why women have been, and still are, thought to be so inferior to men. It's easy to say it's unfair, but that's not enough for me. I'd really like to know the reason for this great injustice. Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl, 1929 to 1945. One spring day in 2019, I sat down to read a book for pure pleasure, a rarity for me. Because I often read as many as 100 books in order to write one, my TBRFF, to be read for fun, stack is halfway up to the ceiling. On that day, I chose a book on the amazing life of a controversial, smart, powerful woman. Settling into the story, I was disturbed to see a calculated, misogynistic hate campaign to take her down. She's unlikable. She's untrustworthy. She's sexually depraved. She's disgustingly ambitious. She's a spendthrift. She busts men's balls. You might be thinking I was reading about Hillary Clinton. In fact, I was reading Stacey Schiff's lush Pulitzer Prize-winning 2010 biography of Cleopatra. I noticed that in Cleopatra's rise and fall, the story of her power and Rome's horror that a woman should wield it, there were uncanny similarities with Hillary Clinton's trajectory through the 2016 election and beyond. Certainly, we can judge some of the political choices of both Cleopatra and Clinton negatively. But what I found was more than that. In each woman's story, I discovered organized smear operations churning out unfounded accusations of sexual improprieties and criticisms of her ambition, untrustworthiness, appearance, and unlikability. Accusations rarely made about male leaders, either in the first century BCE or today. Wait a minute, I said to myself as my jaw dropped. Has this same stuff really been going on for more than 2,000 years? Longer than that, I found, when I delved into female pharaohs who lived many centuries before Cleopatra, more than 3,000 years. In between Hatshepsut, the female pharaoh who came to power in 1479 BCE, and Kamala Harris, countless other powerful women have been subjected to almost identical sexist takedowns. Byzantine Empress Theodora, Anne Boleyn, Elizabeth I, Catherine de' Medici, Marie Antoinette, Catherine the Great. More recently, there is Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, Prime Minister Theresa May of the UK, Prime Minister Julia Gillard of Australia, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and many more. The accusations rarely have anything to do with experience, political mistakes, policy, or platform. They are name-calling caricatures that create two-dimensional comic book villainesses. She's a whore, a lesbian.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?